kingdom living. Okay, it's something that we do each and every day. We may not think about it, but it's just part of our nature. So a couple terms. Mercy is forgiveness. So early in our worship service, we confessed our faith, asking for mercy. And God, who is rich in grace, gives us forgiveness. So grace is unmerited favor, which then God offers his forgiveness or his mercy. So as we define the kingdom today, I want to look at Luther's catechism, and let's look at that together. And I'm going to invite you to read this with me. This is from Luther's catechism. The kingdom of God is his ruling as king over the whole universe, kingdom of power, the church on earth, kingdom of grace, and the church and angels in heaven, the kingdom of glory. Okay, so when we begin to look at this, what Luther does is he talks about the kingdom of power is our daily needs, our human necessities. When he talks about the kingdom of grace, this is the church on earth where we receive God's grace and forgiveness. And the church and the angels in heaven is when Jesus will return once again. So let's look at this morning as we talk about the kingdom of glory, just as a kind of a review. And this is what we talked about last week when we talked about All Saints Sunday. This is the kingdom that we refer to on last Sunday, is the kingdom of glory. So would you read this Bible verse with me? We read together. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. So this is what we talked about last Sunday, is that people who live in the kingdom of grace, the church here on earth, understand is that the kingdom of glory is reserved for those who are in the kingdom of grace. And how do you get into the kingdom of grace? Is by faith, a gift of God. So when we talk about grace living and understanding kingdom living, we're already living in the kingdom of grace, the kingdom of power, and in the future we will live in this kingdom of glory when Jesus returns. So the public judgment day is kind of in this verse. So I want to talk to you today about the kingdom of power. This is where we live today, and God ruling over nature. Okay, so would you read these Bible verses with it? There's two of them here we read together. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. The second verse, for God is the king of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. So sometimes we wonder, is God in control? I mean, look at all the stuff that's going on in the news. It's like, really, Lord? How can all this bad stuff be happening? Where's all the people who love you? Well, how about my own calendar? I was hoping to get all these things accomplished today, and I only got part of them because somebody came in and ruined my calendar today. Now, what I recognize is I call those divine appointments. I can't plan for them. So when I'm here in the office, if you come into my office and want to talk to me, open door. Come on in. Because you're the most important thing in my life right now when you come into my world. That's part of the kingdom of grace, is recognizing is that we all have issues. Now, I've been reading a book on having a better marriage, and one of the things I recognize is that all of us hide things from the people we love because we don't want them to think worse of us than they may already do. You see, what I recognize is that my pride keeps me from telling my wife from the things that I'm struggling with? Now, maybe some of you are different than I am. Maybe you are alike. But what I recognize is that I have my own struggles, and I try to deal with them myself. I mean, I'll read the Bible, I'll pray, but also part of marriage is sharing things that are heavy on my heart. Jesus invites us to come to him, all the hearts that are weary and burdened, and his promise is to give us rest. Well, our spouse or family members are there for us just as well. They'll help us to carry the load. Remember when we had this big giant canoe up here? Okay, if I carry the canoe by myself, I get tired and I can't do it. But if I invite my spouse and other family members, maybe good friends, say, here's what's heavy on my heart, they can carry the canoe or the burden with me. Does that make sense to you guys? So you don't have to be alone in a world filled with God's family. So in the kingdom of power, there are wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, you name it, they're all out there. And in the day of Noah, they were eating and drinking and marrying, having everyday family life, and judgment day came. Same thing on the day of Lot. Judgment day came on Sodom and Gomorrah. That day out there is coming. We don't know exactly when it is, but we are told to be prepared for that day. And we are people of kingdom of grace in a kingdom of power world. You see, what we see in our world today is people with power. And we recognize their power because it's a world of power. But here's where our kingdom of grace concept merges with the kingdom of power, is that we grace people with the gospel message. See, it's not about who has the most, who has the least. It's about a kingdom of grace in a power world, of sharing Christ's love with all, with those in power and those of the least, because we are here to serve. Now, I will tell you that my plan last Monday was to pick up a bushel basket, because there were 108 of them, because I figured we're going to have 20, 30 bushel baskets left over from last Sunday. I was blown away. 108 bushel baskets gone. Now, I underestimated you guys. Over 50 of them already come back today. You know, that's a testimony to the kingdom of grace in the kingdom of power world, as that we are ready to share the grace that God has given us with the Sudanese and Liberian community, as they will be here on Thanksgiving Eve to be graced by us with food, with celebrating. And like Amber talked about, is that next Sunday, we're going to need some of you to take some turkeys home, love on them, and bring them back on Wednesday, all prepared. And we're going to need some people to volunteer, not for a whole day, but if you want to get, you know, away from your in-laws, you might want to think about it. But the whole process is to come and grace people. Show them the love of God in the kingdom of power. So the kingdom of grace is the power of the gospel in the church on earth. Okay, so let's read this Colossians verse together. We read together, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. In the John 3:5, Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. So the kingdom of grace is what we take into the kingdom of power each and every day. And that's by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in our lives. This kingdom of God comes because of the conflict that Jesus created with the kingdom of grace coming into the kingdom of power. And when was that done? It was when Jesus became a baby. Remember, the kingdom of power wanted to destroy him. All the babies in Bethlehem, two and under, were killed. That's the kingdom of power fighting against the kingdom of grace. And the kingdom of power put Jesus to death on the cross. But the kingdom of grace survives because we are Easter people. That's God's gift to humanity, to you and to me this day, is that Jesus, by his death, destroyed the power of death in each and every one of us. The tomb is empty. We are living in the kingdom of grace as we struggle in the kingdom of power. And this kingdom of grace is the power of the gospel in the church on earth in Hebrews chapter 2. Okay, let's read this together. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. And also, we have a short verse. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. So when you're looking for this kingdom, it dwells right here. It's the faith that you have been given by grace. Remember, grace is unmerited favor, and mercy is forgiveness, because none of us deserves forgiveness. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. Okay, so we earn our death each and every day because we are sinful human beings. But the free gift of God is the gospel. And that gospel is believing in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So we are kingdom of grace people living in a kingdom of power world this day. And our victory is through the cross of Jesus Christ and him alone. Martin Luther used this example. He talks about a rescued sinner like the Good Samaritan. Remember the Good Samaritan? Is that the Good Samaritan found this half-beaten person, almost dead. He took him to the inn. He nursed him and everything, gave money, said, I'll be back and I'll pay for his future needs. So this is what Luther said. He said, the sick man has begun to recover, but nothing would harm him so much as to imagine that he's entirely well. So Luther said, the church is an inn, or if you will, a hospital for the sick and convalescing. So remember, when you get a prescription and you're ill, does the doctor say, well, take it until you feel better? Or does he or she tell you to take it until it's all gone? Okay. Same thing for you and me, is that we are sick human beings. We really are. We're sinful people. We hide things from others because we're afraid of what they're going to think of us. Sometimes we look down on one another. That's our pride. But God calls us in his mercy and says, I offer you forgiveness. And the reason I'm going to give you forgiveness is because I have unmerited favor towards you through the gift of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So today I'd like to illustrate, if you will, the kingdom of grace today. And it has three prongs, okay? I got a three-legged stool here today. So we got praise, power, and promise. These are our three legs. So let me first of all talk about, if you will, praise. This is the church. This is a place of prayer and praise. Now, I don't know about you, but I have special people in my little world that I pray for each and every day. I have prayers in the morning and prayers in the evening, and usually it's about the same people. I've been praying for this one lady for almost 2 years who has colon cancer. And by the grace of God, she has come from the depths of the grave to almost being healed. And I call that a miracle. I call that a prayer answered. And so I praise God for what he has done in this lady's life. Now, I know we all pray. And maybe sometimes your prayers are answered. Sometimes they are not answered. But we lift up our eyes and ears and tongues to the very throne room of grace and say, Lord, thank you, and I praise your name for all the blessings that you have given me. And then we have the leg of power. This is the gospel. You may remember on Reformation Day, we talked about the power of the gospel. In the Greek, it's called didymus. English, it's called dynamite. See, the power of the gospel has the way to transform our lives, to change us on the inside so the kingdom of God lives right here. Jesus lives in my heart. Jesus lives in my life. And so what do? I share who he is by how I live. And my way of living is to see myself not as better than someone else, but as a servant to someone else. Is what can I do for you? So this is what I challenged my Bible class today, is how can you go and grace somebody today and just look at your family? So I will say, here's how I'm going to grace my wife today when I get home. I'm going to walk in the door, give her a big hug, give her a little smooch, and let her know that I care, and ask her, how was your day? Because she's at a different church today worshiping the Lord just as well. But when I invest in her, I'm investing in the kingdom. Because it's the power of the gospel message that changes lives. And the third leg is connecting to the promise. Is that the reason we can do all of this? Because there's a promise behind that. It's not about how good you are, but it's about how graced you are, is that God has forgiven you so that you can forgive others just as well. Because we're not here to lord it over people. We're here to serve one another. And think of what our world could be like. And let's just look at Hearst. Okay? If all of us today, this week, go to work or we're a neighbor or whatever and say, I'm going to grace one person besides a person in my family. Could that be contagious? Could that turn someone's day around? The answer has to be yes, because you are the living, breathing gospel of the kingdom of grace. So as we talk about all three legs, this is the seat of mercy. Okay. So what do you do with the seat? You sit on it. You see, God, I praise you for what you have done in my world. I praise you for what you've done in the world of the church. The power of the gospel has changed my world, has changed your world. And we live with the promise that we are Easter people. So because I have received mercy, I give mercy. This is the kingdom of grace. This is kingdom living. Does that make sense? All God's people say, amen. Let's stand and let's confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.